Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The Davenport City Council is going on record to defend the autonomy of the police department as some Republican state lawmakers push a bill to require local law enforcement to cooperate with federal immigration officials. The City Council unanimously approved an issue paper last night asserting that policing and public safety decisions belong exclusively with the Davenport Police Department. At-large Alderwoman Jasmine Newton crafted the measure following widespread outrage over the two fatal shootings by ICE agents in Minneapolis this month.
Local police departments exist to protect the safety and well-being of their communities by enforcing criminal laws. The Davenport Police Department takes great pride in strong collaborative relationships that it has built over many years with our local, state, and federal partners and agencies. Given the current staffing and resource shortages, the Davenport Police Department, our focus remains on preventing crime, responding to emergencies, and investigating serious offenses.
The state of Illinois has established laws that restrict local law enforcement from being required to detain individuals solely for federal immigration enforcement purposes. Nearly 100 employees will return to work at John Deere facilities in Davenport and Dubuque. The announcement Wednesday comes a day after President Donald Trump praised the Moline-based tractor maker at a rally in Clive, Iowa, calling it a great company. John Deere laid off thousands of workers in 2025, citing increased demand and lower order volumes. The workers will return to the facilities in mid-February. 40 Rock Island residents have been displaced from their homes after an apartment fire on Wednesday afternoon. The Rock Island Fire Department responded just after 2:30 to a three-story apartment building on the 1800 block of 30th Street. According to a media statement, firefighters found smoke billowing from the window of a unit. They were able to locate and extinguish the fire in a bedroom. No injuries were reported, and the residents are receiving aid from the American Red Cross and given access to a Metrolink bus as a temporary warming shelter. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Groups ranging from the Iowa Honey Association to the Iowa Biodiesel Board largely shared support for the Iowa Farm Act as it passed out of a House subcommittee on Wednesday. Iowa Public Radio's Rachel Kramer reports.
Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Naig says the bill he introduced is a comprehensive package that brings together ideas from farmers, ag businesses, and rural communities across the state. This includes changes meant to help new farmers and veterinarians. One provision exempts rural veterinarian loan repayment grants from state income tax. Lobbyist Doug Strike says the Iowa Veterinary Medical Association supports the change.
We don't think it's appropriate to pay a tax after the government has given you a grant to help pay for your education and get you out into rural Iowa.
The Iowa Farm Act also prioritizes young and beginning farmers in Choose Iowa grant programs, which help with buying new processing equipment and marketing. I'm Rachel Kramer, IPR News.
The state of Illinois is teaming up with a Chicago-based charity to operate the first statewide abortion fund. Ever since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade 3.5 years ago, Illinois has received an influx of patients from across the country seeking abortion care. Local groups like the Chicago Abortion Fund say they've since upped their operations to offer out-of-state patients more financial and travel assistance. Megan Jayefo, who heads the Chicago Abortion Fund, says the new statewide fund builds on a model that works.
It is a commitment to sustaining the infrastructure that allows Illinois not only to meet this moment, but to model what abortion access and access to the full spectrum of reproductive health care must look like nationally.
The fund will also offer grant money to smaller abortion funds across the state. The Illinois-based American Academy of Pediatrics has released its 2026 childhood and adolescent vaccine schedule this week. It departs from federal guidelines, which saw cuts to the number of recommended vaccines for kids earlier this month. WBEZ's Minju Park reports.
The AAP continues to advise that those 18 and younger get all routine vaccines, even those being challenged by the new federal guidelines. That includes vaccines for threats such as rotavirus, COVID-19, influenza, and hepatitis A and B. AAP spokesperson Molly O'Shea says skipping them can be dangerous.
Prior to the rotavirus vaccine, 70,000 children every year would be hospitalized with rotavirus illness, and multiple deaths occurred.
The AAP's guidance was endorsed by a dozen medical organizations. Minju Park, WBEZ News.
This is WVIK News.